This portion of Drive Time brought to you by Cooper Cargill Chance, attorneys at law. I want to welcome my guests in the Drive Time, Cheryl Kovalik. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, Mark.
And Julia King, welcome.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. We're talking with the League of Women Voters New Hampshire, the Mount Washington Valley Unit, and Cheryl and Julia are both on the board.
That's correct.
We've got an event coming up, which is like two parts.
Yes.
And it's next month, a couple weeks away, February 18th at the lovely North Conway Community Center. It's in the meeting room, which I haven't been in that, but I'm sure it's very comfy.
It is.
So tell us a little bit about the League of Women Voters.
Well, the League itself is a national organization, and we're the local unit of the New Hampshire portion of the League of Women Voters. It's a nonpartisan organization that has a couple of focuses. One is, they call it voter service, which is making sure people know how to vote, how to register to vote, where to vote, and keep them appraised of candidates. We sometimes do candidate forums for some of the local elections that take place, or state-based elections. And the national organization does some studies on various issues that matter to the country and to citizenry, and they take positions that they lobby for to put certain positions forward that they feel are best serve the public.
Is this exciting to be a part of this group?
Oh, yes. It's very exciting. I'm learning lots every day.
I bet.
And Julia's been great because she knows a lot more because she's been with the League in other states and for longer years.
Oh.
So she has a lot more knowledge to share. But I think that what I'm learning most is that we have a responsibility to be informed voters. And
all of us.
And yes. Oh. And not everybody takes that responsibility quite as seriously. So we're hoping we can encourage some of that. This past fall, we did a voter registration at Kennett with the help of the Eagles for Action group. They asked us to come in and help them
nice.
Do that. So that was kind of fun.
And this is, you said before we were on the radio, it's nonpartisan.
Correct. Nonpartisan, meaning we don't take sides.
Right.
We don't deal with candidates. We deal with issues. So when we have forums, it's so that people can come and they can ask the questions and get answers.
Is this Mount Washington Valley unit fairly new?
I think
yes, it's
about
2 years.
Yep. I would say that's new.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Yeah. But the organization itself is actually celebrating its 100th anniversary this year.
So you've got this event coming up on February 18th at 7 p.m. at the North Conway Community Center.
Yes.
You could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's two parts to the event. The first part, we have a presenter coming in from the Census Bureau, and she's Nicole McKenzie, and she's going to be talking about the census that kicks off April 1st of 2020. The census is something that's done by constitutional requirement every 10 years, and it makes an accounting of how many of us are out there and where we are.
Yeah.
So it's pretty important, and I think she's going to also be lobbying for folks that want to become employees. It's a temporary job, working for the census, helping to gather the census data. And as of this morning when I checked online, it looks like they're going to be paying people $20 an hour.
And they still need more people.
And they haven't hired all the people they need.
Nice. It's hard to believe we're upon the census again.
I know, really.
Every 10 years, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we just do that?
Exactly. And it's important because that's how resources are allocated from the federal government according to census, whether it's financial resources or any of the other resources or representatives in the House of Representatives. They rely heavily on the census data for those allocations.
It's important, but it's also fascinating, I think. It's, you know, it's awesome to be a part of this process.
I think so.
So we all should be excited about it.
Yeah. And then the second part of that evening is a presentation that Julia is going to give us, which is a natural flow from the census, which has to do with the...
With gerrymandering.
Thank you. The
it's
word
called,
flew out of my head.
It's
yeah.
called gerrymandering and a New Hampshire solution. Actually, there is a hearing tomorrow, which is the 28th of January, that will be the first hearing of the bill that has been refiled. It actually passed last year, and the governor vetoed it. Mm-hmm. And it passed with a bipartisan hurrah, and I'm very proud of the fact that Jeb Bradley was one of the authors and one of the proponents of the redistricting bill, which is what it's called. And the governor vetoed it because he felt that it was taking the authority away from the legislature, but it actually doesn't. It's a complicated plan, but it's a fair plan so that there would be good representation. So having said that, in 2006, the New Hampshire legislature passed a law that said any town that had 3,000 people or more was entitled to one representative. We have one of the three largest bicameral legislatures in the world. It's huge. There are, what, 400, maybe more, maybe two or three more than that. But in 2010, when there was a lot of jockeying going on, it ended up with some lawsuits, unfortunately. And that had to do with this law passed in 2006 that said that towns with 3,000 people or more are entitled to a representative. So to give you an idea of that, I added up some numbers. In District 1 is Bartlett, Jackson, and Hart's location. And there are only 3,645 people in those three towns, whereas District 2 has three representatives, and they represent Chatham, Conway, Eaton, and Hale's location with 11,000 people. So you see how it plays out. It averages out to something like 3,500 people per representative. So it's important to keep that in balance. Where the problem comes in is the bigger cities and towns in the southern part of the state with wards, several wards in their cities. You know, they're entitled to more representation.
But that's the reason for the presentation, is to give everybody a level set, have them understand a little bit about what this bill is trying to tackle and why it's important. And it seems to make a lot of sense to have it be sort of co-presented with the information about the census at the same time.
The Mawashe Valley unit of this group that you have you had other events like this? You know, you've only been around, well, for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. Are you planning on more in the future?
We do about every 3 months. We do an informational program that, based on the resources that we can identify in the area, because we don't have any money, so we have to be somewhat
frugal,
creative.
Creative. We're creative, all right. Yeah. And as we say, voter education is very important to the League of Women Voters. I always like to say to people, what happens in Washington doesn't affect you nearly as much as what happens in your own town hall. So you got to pay attention, because these people are in your wallet.
This event is happening at the North Conway Community Center February 18th. Starts at 7 p.m.
Correct.
It's going to be a couple-hour presentation or so.
Yeah, I think both.
We've allocated 2 hours because we expect there'll be a lot of questions.
And if people want to reach out to you, do you guys have a website? Are you on Facebook or anything like that?
The League of Women Voters New Hampshire has a website, and we have a presence on that website. So the Mount Washington Valley unit is listed as one of the places you can get to from that website. League of Women Voters New Hampshire, LWVNH.org.
And it also lists all of the events across the state, the various leagues and various units are involved in.
Good luck with this presentation, and nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again,
Cheryl Kovalik and Julie King, nice to meet you.
Thank you very
much.
Nice
to meet you.
This portion of Drive Time brought to you by Cooper Cargill Chant, Attorneys at Law.